Were you starting to see more Pacific patients in the hospital?
Oh, definitely. That's when they started to come in. Kiddies, you know, down the hill, and a lot more in all the different departments. That's when they were starting to come through with all the different ailments. And I put that down to poor housing, poor nutrition, yeah, things like that. And not knowing and understanding the health system. Mainly not knowing and understanding the health system, and that's why they waited too long. By the time they came in, it was bad, and then it would be a lot more work to get them right, to get them out.
Mm-hmm. So were you able to, do you think you were able to give them special help being a Pacific person yourself? Did they look to you, do you think? Or
a little bit. I seemed to get a lot of calls at that point in time to help out with interpreting, but actually getting down there and saying to my colleagues, look, I'm not Tongan, or I'm not Samoan, I'm not Cook Island, I don't speak that dialect, but this person does. And I think that was part of my role, being saying, oh, this person does, she works in this department or that department. So they'd call them, they'd go down and help out with interpreting. But
so these are people from all over the hospital doing,
oh, yeah,
in the kitchens, doing whatever, and they're just having to come in to
come out and help with interpreting.